Hey everybody, Sean Early here. Welcome to the Sean Early Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking more about ChatGPT and all the latest news that's been coming out over the past couple weeks. Did you know it just passed the Wharton MBA for business operations? Did you know it just passed the United States medical licensing exam? ChatGPT is insane. So I'm going to tell you all about it in today's episode. If you like this podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Today's episode is brought to you by Babbel. Living in and traveling to other countries is always a communication challenge. One of the greatest resources that have helped me in my travels is a language study program called Babbel. Babbel is the shortest, most holistic path to having real conversations in a new language. Accessible in-app and on desktop, the user will benefit from unlimited access to courses for one or all of the available languages, 14 in total, with teaching materials created by native speakers and didactic experts. The courses are optimized for the native language of the student, who can take courses at any level for any learning motivation, for work, travel, etc. Babbel's method is interactive. Following the courses, you'll encounter a variety of learning activities and exercises to practice pronunciation, listening, written language, and grammar. The aim is to get the user speaking from a very first lesson and gain the confidence to engage in conversations. Hence, the content only consists of useful, practical skills that the user can apply in the real world. The progression of Babbel's courses is based on the Common European Framework of References for Languages and ranges from beginner to advanced level. Finally, Babbel has recently expanded its learning ecosystem with live online classes, podcasts, and games, all created by language experts. And now, when you buy a six-month subscription to Babbel, you receive 6 extra months for free by using our special promo code. So basically, you pay for 6 months and learn for a whole year. So to get more info and redeem the code, go to Babbel, that's Babbel.com/robotspaceship. Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. Welcome to the podcast. Before I get started on today's topic, which is huge and very interesting, I want to make a quick sort of admission, confession. I don't know what you call it, but became very apparent to me in my last podcast that I can't stop saying the word when I record podcasts, and probably when I do presentations and stuff too. I just don't record those enough to really hear myself play back, but it's a terrible habit that I do. It's an awful sort of broadcasting faux pas. So I've been trying really hard not to do it. So if you hear me making long pauses in my discussion to collect my thoughts, it's because I'm not only trying to explain the topic of the podcast, but I'm also trying really hard not to say that giant freaking U word that always comes out of my mouth, every other word. So anyway, bear with me, working on it, forcing myself to do it, forcing myself to admit it to everybody so they can call me on it if I do it. So make fun of me if I actually do say that word, trying hard to stop. Anyway, on to the topic of this conversation, ChatGPT. It's something that I talked about in my last podcast, but there's been so much going on that I didn't have time to really throw everything in my last podcast. Last one was really just kind of what it is and what it does. But over the past couple weeks, there's been so much news coming out about it that it's kind of hard to keep up. So I wanted to do a follow-up and just try to make some sense of all this stuff that's happening regarding ChatGPT. So just quickly to step back, if you're familiar with ChatGPT, bear with me for a minute. But for the people who don't know what ChatGPT is, it's been something that's been in the news for the past couple months now, just exploding on the internet, lots of technology buzz about it. Anyway, it's GPT is a platform that is owned by a company named OpenAI. It was funded by Elon Musk and Microsoft, and they have a artificial intelligence platform called GPT. And in the very end of November, December of last year, they came out with this application called ChatGPT, which allows you to actually have a text-based chat with the artificial intelligence. And the stuff this stuff does is amazing. It's not just like an old sort of, you know, the older version of artificial intelligence and chatbots and all that kind of stuff. You sort of type in something and it gives you normally like a set of predefined multiple choice answers, and you kind of pick on that, kind of like a chain or a branch on a tree sort of. But with ChatGPT, it's different. It allows you to have an iterative conversation with this thing. So it basically gathers, you know, it has enough information in its database that's like the size of the internet a couple years ago. And it allows you to have a iterative conversation. So you ask it something, it gives you an answer, and then you can ask it something based on that answer and continue on. And it does amazing things. It writes code for you. It helps you write social media and blog posts. It can help you research. It can help you formulate your thoughts and ideas. I use it for all kinds of things, which I discussed in my last podcast. Some of the new and interesting things that are going on now are, first let's step back. In December, when it first launched, it had about 1 million users right out of the gate. Within the last 2 months, it's managed to move up to 590 million visits in January, which means it's up to 100 million unique visitors in January. So 100 million unique visitors on this platform that just came out in the last 2 months. So this is unprecedented from, I think, any internet platform that has ever launched. So the growth that this thing has and the user base that this thing has out of the gate is insane. And up until now, it's been free. There's a freemium version of it. It's still available, but they have announced that they're going to launch a sort of a ChatGPT Pro version, which will be a $20 monthly subscription, which will be available in the USA first. I have to dig through a little bit and see what the requirements are, what the, you know, how many searches you can do or how many conversations or whatever, but they're going to start with a $20 a month subscription. There's a guy I just saw post on LinkedIn. His name is Pierre Herbal. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Anyway, he's a co-founder of a company called Reddit Growth. And he wrote some thoughts about the numbers based on this whole thing. He said that there's 100 million users, and with 100 million users, I mean, if you consider the conversion rates of any freemium to premium platform, like Spotify is 27%, Evernote is 4%, Dropbox is 4%, Google Drive is 0.05%. Consider those numbers. You consider the fact that out of 100 million users that are there, if every single one of them paid $20 a month, that would be $20 million per month in revenue. That's $240 million a year in revenue right out of the gate. Now we have to consider the churn rate on this, which is like 3-8%, he said. So you do the math, and even with the smaller percentage of these 100 million users who are actually going to pay for this premium, that's still a hell of a lot of money that this thing's going to be making. There are costs in running this thing. I heard that it's about $100K per month just in server fees to run this thing. And thinking of the massive growth that this is going to be using, think about the amount of processing and server usage that this thing's going to use as it grows. It's going to be massive. So I'm sure those fees will go up. They'll probably have to build massive infrastructure, more than there already is in these large platforms to support that. But anyway, this is insane. On top of that, on top of the user growth, there's some pretty amazing news that's come out in the past couple of weeks. In another podcast I have, it's called ARVR Magazine. It's a sort of a virtual reality, immersive reality, augmented reality technology blog. And I do a podcast there called ARVR Magazine Podcast. And I recently interviewed a lawyer who's an immigration lawyer. And the reason I was interviewing him is because they use ChatGPT to take the bar exam for lawyers. and it basically almost passed. So it came, like, some sections it passed, some sections it came within a 60 percentile range of what the average person would answer. And so that was pretty amazing. So I wanted to talk to him about that and just see his feelings. And, you know, he was amazed, actually. He was, you know, this is a technology that people will be using for certain things. And in some cases, it could possibly be replacing certain job demographics. I mean, we're not there just yet. AI isn't going to take your job just yet. But some of the things I'm going to talk about here are leading indicators of where this could be going. So one, ChatGPT took the bar exam. They estimate that even though it didn't pass, with the latest upcoming update, which they expect maybe this year, with his GPT 4.0, currently it's 3.5, but 4.0 will have so many parameters programmed into it that it probably, or they expect it will pass the bar exam. So they're already using GPT in courts of law for testing to see how they compete against an actual lawyer. Obviously, the feedback from the lawyer was that, you know, there are some things, there's a lot of knowledge that it can have in its database that it can access and sort of assemble in sort of a report form. The sort of creativity and human nature involved with it can't be duplicated, at least yet. So, you know, there are limitations. But in addition to passing the bar, or almost passing the bar exam, it did pass recently the Wharton MBA for Business Operations. So it passed that test. So it passed the MBA with a B to about a B minus rating. It also just recently passed the United States Medical Licensing Exam. So, you know, the medical license exam. So think about that. And I did a little research, and as of 2020, there are a little over 1 million licensed physicians in the U.S. alone. And if this thing can pass the medical license exam, then it could theoretically position to be a sort of trusted advisor for medical advice. So it could take over some of that aspect. So that is a whole demographic of 1 million Americans, doctors, people with a medical license, that this could impact in some way. I'm not saying it's going to take their job, but I'm saying that this will be integrated somehow in the future in these types of jobs. It didn't pass the bar exam, but it also took some law exams from the University of Minnesota, and it did pass them. It also passed the Google coding interview for level 3 engineers. So level 3 engineers are about $183,000 salary per year. ChatGPT passed that coding interview, which means that some of that low-level coding stuff could be done by ChatGPT now. It means you don't have to pay people for these lower-end coding. And what this is an indicator of, basically, is that, yes, it is not going to be replacing people in the immediate future, but it's going to start impacting the way they do their job. It's going to start alleviating some of the tasks that they need to do. And in some cases, it could actually step into being a resource where people don't actually need the actual person anymore. That means, the way, if you look in the future, there are, you know, this isn't going to be replacing upper white collar jobs. It's going to be replacing the executive just yet. It's not going to be replacing upper management just yet. But mid-level management, lower level white collar jobs, it could have a severe impact on. I mean, blue collar jobs, people who do manual labor, people who are physical with things, people who fix cars and you know, cook food and all these kinds of things. You know, we don't have the robots to do that effectively yet. I mean, they're working on that too, but there isn't enough out there that will successfully replace the workforce just yet. Same with executives, but mid to low level white collar jobs, this is going to impact on a large scale at some point. So this is definitely something to consider. So anyway, that's crazy news, of the fact that it's passing these exams. And again, these are also, some exams are, you know, a lot of memorization. So there's a big sort of database that it has the advantage, because it just pulls from this database and gives its feedback. A lot of, you know, normal people, they have memory issues, so they have to really pack that into their brain and remember and then implement to answer a test question. But ChatGPT can just bang it out. And I can formulate that in written form, in sort of an essay or whatever. So that's pretty crazy. I recently checked, it just popped up ever since I've been researching ChatGPT, the algorithms on Google and all that spit new stuff at me every day now regarding ChatGPT and AI. But it just popped up since I talked about this in the previous podcast, but a new version of this. Anyway, I'm a musician, and so I'm very interested in guitar music software and stuff. And somebody used ChatGPT to create a guitar amp profiler, which, you know, again, it wasn't perfect how they did it, but they used it to create that. So people are using this code to create, or at least get started creating, the bulk of the code it takes to do software. And then they kind of edit it on their own. But this is getting there. On the same lines as music, this isn't ChatGPT related, but they also just sort of, I didn't really research it yet, but there's a, Google has a music generation for text AI platform called MusicLM, and it is basically the same kind of thing. You just talk to it and it creates music based on the text input descriptions that you give it. Just like some of the art creation programs are out there where you say, you know, make me a beautiful sunset with the castle and a dragon, you know, with Mickey Mouse riding it or something crazy, and it just spits it out. And it, Google has something that's same for music. And the reason it's not available to the public is because there's copyright issues all over it. It's basically just scrolling existing music and making its own version of it. But if you go to MusicLM, I'll share the link to all this stuff in the show notes. But if you go to MusicLM, it's pretty insane. So you could just basically type out these descriptions of the text, and it spits out, you know, it makes lyrics too, but the lyrics are just jumbled, garbled nonsense, but it sounds exactly in the tonality and the flow and the timbre of somebody who's actually singing. And it sounds, it duplicates the voice, it duplicates the music style, it duplicates the reverb of the room and the ambience, the production quality. So it duplicates all that stuff. So it's doing a pretty good job already of being sort of the mid-journey of music creation. I don't know what Google plans on doing it. I don't know if somebody else is going to release something similar, but I can imagine the music creation industry is about to have a major disruption, just like the art creation industry had with this art creation AI. We had, you know, with ChatGPT, we had a major disruption in the copywriting industry, but music creation is about to get hit, I imagine, too. Copyright issues galore. That's a whole other topic, a whole other discussion. But we won't get into that now. But anyway, I'm going to share some of these links to all this stuff in the show notes. You could follow it up on yourself. Just a lot of news coming out with ChatGPT, with GPT, with AI. And I expect it just to continue. This thing's blowing up. It's crazy. Using it for all kinds of things. So that being said, this is Sean Early, the Sean Early Podcast, trying really hard not to say, I don't think I said any, but if I did, then I'll have to listen back and see, but let me know, working on it, on ongoing process. Anyway, Sean Early, the Sean Early Podcast, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.